point estimation. Exercise example. This exercise was given in the previous video. Suppose you are testing a system with an error probability of 0.01. How many trials do you need to make your estimator hat PE fall between 0.011 and 0.009 99.75% of the time? We'll make a couple of observations to get started on this. What we try to achieve is that this probability is equal to 99.75%. Now we know that p hat is equal to x divided by n, where x is binomially distributed with n trials and a success probability of 1%. So these two equations are equivalent. X falls between 0.009 times n and 0.011 times n 99.75% of the time. So let's just define the function gn equal to the left-hand side of the equation. And what we want to solve for n is g of n equals 99.75%. We need an expression for g of n, and it is in fact the difference between two points on the cumulative density functions. So you have a density function which may look something like that. So you have a right-hand end of the interval and a left-hand side of the interval. And we're interested in the area between. So we take the entire area to the left of the right-hand edge, the yellow and orange together, and then we subtract everything to the left of the left-hand edge, which is the orange area, and what remains is the yellow area. And that's g of n. Let's make a little m file to implement the function g that we have defined. The function header output, we call it y, and the function name is g with an input n, the number of trials. So we define y as the difference between two points on the cumulative density function. So we can use the cumulative density function for the binomial distribution. We wanted to evaluate it at 0.011 multiplied by n, which is the number of trials. We had n trials and a success probability of 0.01. So that will be the area under the curve from minus infinity up to the right-hand end of the interval of interest. Now we need to subtract what's to the left of the start of the interval, which was 0.09. And that difference is the area under the curve within the interval. So that's what we need. Now we can start MATLAB and see how g behaves. There is no point in trying small values for n, because then you get trouble with a rounding error when you multiply by a small fraction. We start by 10,000. And even at 10,000, you only have about 68% probability of hitting the interval, and we want 99.75. Let's try to multiply by 100,000. Now we are a little bit better than what we need. We can try 90,000 and we get 99.74, which is almost spot on. So approximately 90,000 trials is a sufficient answer. The important observation here is that the larger n gives a better estimate. You get a higher probability of ending up close to the true value. But this is a toy exercise. You get used to the estimator as a stochastic variable, and it is an example of how you can play with numbers using MATLAB to get an impression of how the estimator behaves. In practice, when you try to estimate P, P is going to be unknown. So you can't use the true value of P when you calculate the probabilities. And we're going to spend several videos coping with the problem when also P is unknown. So far, you have started to get a feel of how probabilities behave. The answer to the exercise is that 90,000 trials give 99.74% probability of hitting inside the interval. So the exact answer is going to be close to 90,000. But approximately 90,000 is good as an answer here. Thank you.